Republican Representative Matt Hudson, the bill's sponsor, says right now the county health departments have two bosses, the state surgeon general and the county commissioners. He says the locals are better equipped to address the needs of their community.
I can tell you that my counties that I represent, Collier and Broward, they oftentimes ask for more home rule. They oftentimes want to have less being passed down from the state government and have more control at the local level to address their local concerns and have the ability and authority to do that. This bill gives them that.
But Leon County Commissioner Brian DeLoe says while he appreciates the gesture, counties like his own have a problem with whether the funding for such an undertaking is going to be there.
If a year from now suddenly we run out of funding, it becomes very problematic for us. And in Leon County, there's 170 employees in our health department. We now would have to take over all the HR and the payroll and all the other issues associated with adding these employees. And we're a reasonable mid-sized county. Some of the smaller counties are going to struggle with how do you manage new employees and that type of thing.
Acting Deputy Secretary for the Department of Health, Lucy G, says her department does not yet have an official position on House Bill 1263 and is currently reviewing the 152-page bill. But so far, what troubles the department are the thousands of state workers who may be affected by the legislation.
At a cursory glance, the overall philosophy of the bill is intriguing, but we expect there will be a number of concerns expressed by the counties. Additionally, in decentralizing the county health departments, the bill would effectively eliminate more than 12,000 state employee jobs. We're working to determine the fiscal impact that that would have in terms of leave payouts.
Hudson's bill also makes changes to several programs, including the Children's Medical Services Program. But Lisa Cosgrove, the president of Florida's chapter of the American Academy of Pediatrics, worries about what the change might mean.
We have been disappointed in the support that we've received from DOH in the past. But we believe that if you move it, the CMS from DOH, that it would be a problem. The Pediatric Society does support a concept for provider service networks, but we don't think that the time is right quite yet.
Bill sponsor Hudson says that's not a requirement. It just gives the Department of Health an option of having children's care managed at the local level. Hudson also says what opponents are saying does not make sense.
One comment that was made that they were disappointed in DOH, okay, but were still didn't think that this was the right time to change anything. I find that to be somewhat of a conundrum. We don't like what we have, but don't change anything. Weird.
But in addition to public health officials in counties, Governor Rick Scott so far does not look like he's going to support the bill either.
I'm trying to figure out what it does. Does it improve quality? Does it reduce costs? Does it improve service? If it doesn't do something that's going to make the lives of Florida citizens better, why would we think about doing that? I haven't seen anything the way it's been explained to me. I haven't seen anything in the bill that does any of those things.
The bill passed largely along party lines on a 7-4 vote in its first committee stop, with Republican Vice Chair Ronald Wenuar joining Democrats in opposition. But members of the House Health and Human Services Quality Subcommittee who voted in support say before the bill moves forward, Hudson should make changes to the legislation. The bill's next stop is the House Appropriations Committee. For WFSU-FM, I'm Sasha Cordner.